There's a term called jumping the shark, which I think comes from Happy Days originally.
The famous Happy Days episode where they literally jumped over a shark.
The bit I love about it is I remember the episode. I remember thinking, this is awful. And, and it's great because now, everyone uses that as a point.
I saw it first screening.
Yes. I'd like to say that Enterprise jumped the shark by the end of the second episode.
Yep. Whereas I'm going to say Enterprise jumped the shark the minute the opening music started in the credits.
Yeah. Like the opening episode was a two-parter. Part one was so bad I couldn't believe it. I thought, I'll watch part two. They must improve. And it got worse. And that's all I've seen of Enterprise because I figured it wasn't worth watching anything else.
Enterprise did actually improve in seasons 3 and 4.
If you completely ignore
the last episode ever, which was appalling and the worst episode.
So why did Enterprise suddenly improve?
Better new writers. Ah. They changed the writing team. So it became better. But we'll go away from that one because we have very different opinions on Enterprise.
Yeah.
But there were other shows that clearly, you know, jumped the shark and just had a significant moment where they died.
Obvious one's always Babylon 5.
Yes.
That season when they were pushed for, when they thought they were going to be finishing early, so they rushed the ending, finished off the sequence, and then said, we've been moved to a new station, we'll just do another season.
Yeah.
Now that was a bad move. It was over at the end of that previous season.
Yeah. And I think about episode 6 of Angel, where they got rid of the Irish guy,
I dispute that. I did actually like Angel for longer than that. But I am very much a weird knight, so...
Andrew's a bit odd, because I do think that was the biggest loss in it. The Irish guy was
just
brilliant.
They shouldn't have killed him, I agree. He was.
I'll forgive them for introducing Fred later on. But,
I agree with you, except that I did think there was a little bit more in the series afterwards.
So. Yes, there was, yeah. And I know people have issues with Buffy. I liked all of Buffy. I'm just going to say that right now.
I own all of Buffy up to season 3, because nothing else matters. After season 3, I'm not interested in Buffy.
There were very
Buffy
significant
anymore.
Things that happened after season 3.
Yeah, Buffy died.
Largely.
Oh, look, every season, Buffy died again.
She didn't die every season. And there was a lot of Spike.
Well, that famous S&M sequence.
Yes, there was
with
much...
that other vampire, Spike.
Yes.
Yeah, having sex and the house is falling down around them. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, there are people who have issues with that season. I understand that.
Yep. I think we do need to go with the general rule that a musical episode indicates the death of a series, and Buffy did have a musical episode.
Under most circumstances...
But it was a very good musical episode.
Under most circumstances, I would agree with you because I don't like musicals, but I actually did like that episode.
Well, the musicals, Xena's, were all good.
Oh, no, they were hideous.
But see, I'm not sure when Xena actually jumped a shark. Probably when Gabrielle started being competent.
Possibly.
That was probably it.
They could have been there. That's actually true, yes.
Generally, read Supernatural jump the shark at some point.
I don't know. I gave up two seasons ago.
I'm not sure if I survived long enough in Supernatural to work out when
I'd stuck it out, but about 2 seasons ago, I just went, I can't watch it anymore. Not entirely.
Fringe was odd because it kept reinventing itself season to season. And we thought it sort of died, but then that final season where they moved ahead 20 years...
It actually worked really well and was very interesting.
My hassle was I couldn't continue with Fringe, so I didn't make it far enough to see it recover. Mm. So that one.
Well, I think it's the last 2 episodes of season 4 and then all of season 5 are basically a completely new setup.
Mm.
It's set in the future, the strangers have taken over and run a totalitarian state, and Walter gets some aspects of the rather more brutal Walternate. So it's an interesting storyline.
Okay. All right, so we hit the controversial one now. When did Doctor Who jump?
I think when Christopher Eccleston left the series.
Sam, I'm going with when Tom Baker left the series, with a brief moment of recovery for Eccleston, because Eccleston was great.
I have to subdivide it into old and new. When Tom Baker left, in terms of old, there wasn't any point watching. And pretty much after the first episode of Matt Smith, it just should have probably gone away. I want them to kill Matt Smith, please.
But they did. They did. The opening sequence...
No, I want him to be really dead and never coming back.
That's a big
I am missing my Who, because I can't watch it with him in it.